Yes, go ahead. We're at your service. Please go ahead.
Not at all. We're at your service. What I wanted to say to Sharam... Well, I wanted to start off by telling you a story. They ask some guy, someone that was really old, they ask him, why haven't you ever gotten married? Haven't you ever thought about it before? He says, yes, I've thought about it when I was younger one day. I'm sorry, excuse me. I got on my donkey and I went to India. In India, I saw a woman who was really beautiful and attractive, but I didn't want her. They ask him why, and he says, it's because she doesn't have anything up here. Empty.
Huh.
So I took off and went to Baghdad. I saw a woman who was really clever, really smart and intelligent, but I didn't want her either. They ask him why not, and he says I didn't really like the way she looks. So I went to Shiraz. In Shiraz, I saw a woman named Sanam.
Ah!
Really beautiful, attractive, good-looking, intelligent, smart. But I didn't marry her either. Come on, man, why not this one? And he says, it's because she was looking for exactly the same thing I am.
Huh.
Oh, well. It was a really, really interesting story. So we can conclude that there's no one in this world who's perfect. No one at all.
That's exactly right, Doctor. The moral of the story is that no one is perfect. Now, what I wanted to say is that last night when I talked to Lady Mabube about him afterwards, I had a chat with my daughter Bahar. And the conclusion that I reached, being a father and all that goes along with it, I'm putting the suit of my daughter on a scale. Now, sometimes the person doesn't have any weight and there's no need for a scale. I don't know. One of those little tabletop scales is enough. All right. Now, this is what I wanted to say. Right now, without any preliminaries or anything, the two of you should go off and talk in a corner and tell each other what you have to say to each other. All right? Listen to what each other has to say and see what the score is.
Yes.
Huh? You're still sitting? Come on, man. Get going. Yes. Yes, help yourselves.
Help yourself, please.
Go ahead. Yes. Please, have a seat. Go ahead. I'm at your service. Be comfortable and say whatever you want to say.
I'm comfortable. The truth is, Sharam, my answer is no.
Oh, but we haven't even talked yet.
There's no need for us to talk. My answer was no right from the start.
Look, if it's because of your father, I'll do everything I can, and I'll convince your father. Don't give an answer under the influence of your father. Look, when I divorced my first wife, it was because...
Look, there's no need at all for you to tell me about your past. If I'm sitting here, it's only because my dad asked me to. Otherwise, I don't think there's any reason for us to talk to each other at all.
Ah, but I thought you had feelings for me.
Why would you think such a thing?
It's because, one time at work during rehearsal, you were supposed to do a dialogue and say you love me, and then you added something to it on your own during the scene. You said, I love you. I'd die without you.
Well, I just said something in the moment. It just happened and I said it. Anyhow, I was just playing my role. I was acting. I was saying those things to Romeo, not to you.
But really?
Yes. I don't have feelings for you at all.
But Ehsan was saying
whatever
something else.
Whatever Ehsan said was on his own behalf. In fact, a few days ago, he told me that you had some thoughts in your head about me. I was really insulted. I wanted to come and talk to you and make sure you weren't misunderstanding things, but he asked me not to say anything for the time being because he thought it would hurt our performance.
That jerk Ehsan. Oh, but one time during a performance... You turned around and said you wished we could marry each other. During the performance, you said that you wished
we... Look, Sharam, whatever I said, it was Juliet saying it. Anyhow, are you always this influenced by the role you're playing?
Well, the truth is, I always work using the Stanislavski method.
Look, sir...
I immerse myself in my role.
Either change your method or your job, or never get married. At least don't play any romantic roles, because otherwise, I think you'll have to get married once a year.
Sit down for a minute. So then why did you come here tonight?
I already told you, because of my dad.
Hello.
Have a seat. Well, did you finish your talk?
Yes, yes. We finished our talk. Baha said everything she had to say.
Uh-huh.
Where's Aunt Mabube and Ardalan?
Hmm?
Where's Aunt Mabube and Ardalan?
Hmm.
Where are they?
No, it's just they've gone for 1 second over there. They're talking. I mean, they're talking in the room over there.
And why? Why did they go in the room? What for?
No.
To talk about what?
Excuse me. I'll be right back. Excuse me. 1 second. Saram, dear, come with me for a second. I need to talk to you.
Why have they gone? What's going on? Why are you acting like this?
Nothing. I want to tell you something, but look, don't act like a wild animal.
Come on, man. Am I a wild animal? Look, why did Aunt and that guy Ardalan go in the room?
That's what I wanted to tell you. Look, that guy Ardalan, he's come to ask for your aunt's hand in marriage.
Oh.
I told you not to act like a wild animal.
No, he did not. He did not.
Look, Mabubi ma'am, ever since Baha's mother passed away, I never thought about getting married again. I've been both a father and a mother for that girl. But last night, as soon as I set my eyes on you, I started to have feelings for you. And afterwards, when I talked to Bahar, I saw that she didn't have a problem with me wanting to get married again. So to make it short, if you think that I'm worthy of you, it would be really kind of you.
I see. You're a very respectable and honorable man. It's just that, unfortunately, I don't have any intention of getting married for now.
Come on now. For now is for girls that are 17, 18 years old.
Excuse me, but I'm not that old. Now I'm not 17 or 18, but I'm not that old either.
Well, now, whether you're old or not, what I meant was that for people our age, when we get a hold of some fabric, we have to quickly make some clothes with it.
I don't know about you, but even if I get hold of some good fabric, I still would look around for something better.
The fact that you ladies are so sensitive about age, I really don't know where it comes from, but I wanted to tell you is that I myself, I'm talking about myself, I'm Ardalan Namdar, and I'm 52 years old, and my line of work is currency exchange.
You own a currency exchange center?
An exchange center, that's right. It's a kind of a partnership.
So you're financially well off then?
It's not too bad.
Of course, it's none of my business, but do you own your own house?
A house? Yes. I have a house, yes.
Now, I have no intention of getting married, but I just wanted to know, since you've already been married before, you don't want to hold a wedding and a reception and all that, huh?
The or truth do is, you? Regarding that,
What's that mean?
Shh,
that cheeky guy's
yell,
come to
don't
propose
yell,
to
don't
my
yell,
aunt?
Don't make a scene, Sharon, please, don't make a scene.
I won't allow it. I won't allow it
I
at
don't
all.
Get it. Who are you not to allow it? Is she your daughter?
Well, he's right.
Your sister? Come on, man, she's your elder. She's not younger than you, hey?
Let go of my collar. Look, man, that's got nothing to do with it. I don't understand
if
it at
you
all.
Understood, you wouldn't be saying
that's
these
right.
things.
That's right. Be quiet. Come on,
hey,
be quiet.
Man.
Don't yell so much. Come on, man. Aunt hasn't said yes yet anyhow. You don't need to worry. She won't agree to it, will she? She'll never
hey,
agree
man,
to it.
Hey, man, let me go for a second. Let me go, man. When he won't give us his daughter, then we shouldn't give her to him. It's very logical. I'll go over there right now and kick him out of here.
No, you will not kick him out of here. Not for nothing, but he's your colleague's father. Come on, they're our guests. Just be quiet. Be quiet now. Come on. Be quiet, okay? Hold this wild animal for a minute so I can go over there and see what's going on. Hold him.
All right, go on.
If he moves, hit him.
All right.
I'll punch
go
you
on,
in the mouth.
I won't
go
allow
on,
it.
Man. Go on,
I won't
man.
Allow it.
Look, Sharam. Look. Sharam, hold on. Look, I had a thought. It's
just that I don't know whether it's a good thought or a bad one. Since
say it.
It just came all of a sudden. Come here, I'll tell you.
Say it already. Just say
all
it right
hold
here.
On, just
say it!
Don't move around so much, all right? I'll tell you. Don't move around so much, I'll tell you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for
coming. Don't take the trouble.
Not at all.
Please don't
no
take
trouble.
The trouble. Please don't
no,
take the
no trouble.
Trouble. It's just
not at
Mabubi,
all.
Ma'am.
Yes.
One second, excuse me. I'll be anxiously awaiting to hear what your answer is. Now, if this fabric, I don't know if there's anything wrong with it. If
oh,
you
sweet.
Don't like it, please be kind
Thank
enough
you.
To accept
sure,
it.
Sure, I'll think about it. But I already told you, I don't intend on getting married
yes,
now.
Yes, you said that many times, but I think the only thing we didn't talk about was the marriage portion.
Well, sorry for having to put you in trouble.
Think about it.
She's
thanks,
very
for
nice.
Thanks for coming.
Good night.
Yeah.
Good night.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good night.
Goodbye.
Thanks
Goodbye.
For coming.
So it's yes, right?
I don't know. What do you
He's
say?
He's a good man. Well, you're the one that has to like him.
I don't know. Ah, Sharam's over there.
Oh,
no.
Yes, what do we do?
Say it already! Why have you been wasting my time for an hour?
Shh. Hey. You like Bahar a lot, right?
Yes.
That's good. Sharam, remember I told you once that besides being an actor, you need to have another job, right?
Well, yes, I remember. What?
I've thought of something for you. It's terrific, Sharam. It's terrific. You want us to do a hidden camera together? I've got a ton of good ideas for it, all right? We'll make it and then sell it to a TV station. What do you think?
Come on, man. What's that got to do with Bahar and her dad? Why have you been wasting my time here?
What do I care about Bahar and her dad? What's your private life got to do with me? Something's wrong with you. Huh? I said that I've had a thought, and now that we're here together, I thought I'd tell you. What do you think? It's just one problem, and, well, I've figured out a solution for it. Since you can't act naturally, I realized it that day they were giving you the prize, I'll do the acting. Then at the end, you jump out from behind a tree or a barrel or something, and you'll say, you were being filmed by a hidden camera. What do you think? Of course, we'll have to practice it. There's good money in it, and it's not unrelated to your profession. What do you think? Come on, man. Give an idea. Talk. Say something. You're just sitting there and staring at me. Go ahead and say something. Eh?
Hello.
Hello there, Mabubi. Well, Sharam, dear, if you'll excuse me, I'll go and work on that idea some more and come back. Congratulations.
All right now. Just go. Okay, okay.
Well, all right. I'm leaving.
What is it? Are you sulking right now? I'm not to blame at all.
You knew that guy was coming to propose to you.
No, I knew nothing about it at all. Just like you, I was surprised.
Then why did you give me the runaround?
When did I give you the runaround?
You sent me to the room with Bahar so you could sit and talk in peace.
No, I told you I didn't know anything about it. I was surprised when he brought it up. Look, Sharam, let me put your mind at ease. Until you agree to it, there's no way that I'll say yes to that man, all right?
You shouldn't say yes to him. What's that mean? That man's been married before and he's got a child now. How come those are faults for me, but they're not faults for him?
Yes, that's right. And that's exactly why I won't say yes to him. Is that good?
Well, that's good. That's good.
All right.
Aunt?
Why did you say that to an opportunist like him? Who is he to make decisions for you?
Oh, well, he's my nephew. His opinion is important to me.
No, well, he's opportunistic. He'll take advantage.
It's not a problem. Well, he was just snubbed. He was embarrassed in front of us, so I thought I'd say something to calm him down.
So what do you think about? What answer are you going to give him?
Oh, look, on the one hand, what Sharam says is right, that he's been married before and he has a child. But on the other hand, well, I'm getting old. I want to get married. It's time for
no,
it.
No, who said so? You're not that old. Why would you say you're getting old?
No.
Anyway, these things aren't important. What's important is for the guy to be a good person and to be able to make you happy,
Well, yes. I don't know. Let's just see what happens.
Hello? Yes. Why do you keep calling so much? I don't want to answer. No way. I'm not performing in that play anymore. Go and think of someone else. Yes. No, it's because our director is a liar, and that's why I'm not going to work with him. With Bahar? Yep, I already talked with her. She doesn't even like me at all. Why did you lie? No way. What's it to me? Go and find another actor. I won't be coming anymore. No, no, I really won't come anymore. Yeah. Well? Are you sure? That's really the reason why? No. Really? Hold on a second, hold on a second. Let me put you on speaker so my aunt can hear you.
Who is it?
It's our director. Go ahead.
The truth is, I didn't lie to you. I'm sure that Bahar has feelings for you. It's her dad who's opposed to it. And that poor thing's just saying that so her dad won't look bad. That's all there is to it.
You see? You see? You see what he's saying?
Shara, I'm on the life of whoever you love. Don't put me in a bind in the middle. Just come and do these last few performances, and then I promise that you'll get involved and get Bahar's dad's approval no matter what it takes. Is that good?
All right, fine. Let me think about it, and I will let you know.
Just listen to me, for goodness sake.
All right, now. You don't need to keep saying it. Goodbye. You see, Aunt? You see how he plays with the hearts of two people in love? And then you want to get married to such a person?
Oh, come on, Sharam. I haven't given him an answer yet.
You shouldn't give an answer at all. As long as he doesn't consent to me and Bahar getting married, you shouldn't say yes to him.
Speak of the devil. It's Ardalan.
Don't answer it. Don't answer.
No. It's just that we wanted to make plans to go to a traditional restaurant so we could get to know each other better.
No.
I mean, he wanted
you
to get to know me better.
You won't go anywhere until I say so, my dear. That's all that there is to it.
Oh, Shiva told me he's opportunistic and he'd take advantage of it. Yes? Oh, hello, Ardalan. Yes, I'm sorry. I was busy and I wasn't able to answer your call. You're coming inside? No, of course, come inside.
Let me see. Did I hear that right? Was it Ardalan?
Yes. He said since I didn't answer his call, he got worried and he came here to see what had happened.
Well, well, that's some really great news. Then I will stay and tell him what I have to say.
Sharam, don't get too cheeky. I'll twist your ear. Hello, how are you?
At your service. So, you're, opposed to me and Mabubi getting married. What's the reason?
You'd better say what are the reasons.
What are the reasons?
For the same reasons that you're opposed to me and Bahar getting married. Just like me, you've been married before, you have a child, and you don't have much of an income.
Do I have permission to explain?
Go ahead.
With your permission. Yes, I had a wife... But my wife passed away. I didn't divorce her. I have a child. But my child has grown up. It'll be any day now that she'll be getting married. My new wife isn't going to have to raise her. And my income isn't all that bad.
First of all, getting divorced doesn't mean I'm a bad or worthless person. Secondly, my child has grown up and he doesn't need to be raised. He's got a mother. And he can also take care of himself. So, from this point on, if we want to go on a scale, my side is a little bit heavier, isn't it?
And how's that?
Well, I have 1.5 houses, and you're a tenant.
No, no, no. He has his own house.
No, Aunt, he is in fact a tenant.
I'll explain. I'll explain about the house. Now, let's suppose that I'm a tenant. Well, what's wrong with that? What's the problem with that?
Now... Besides all that, I am an artist. People in this society have a lot of respect for us. You're a currency exchange broker. You hold money in your hand and stand on the sidewalk and go like this.
No, no, he has an exchange center. He
I
has
have
a partner.
No, we're partners.
Tell him about it.
Let me explain. I stand outside. I mean, the story with the house. Let me give you an answer first, Sharam. Look, man, I, right here, right now, I officially announce that I give you my consent to marrying Bahar.
What?
I give my consent, but I do have some conditions. I have conditions.
What conditions?
First of all, the year that she was born, 1990, that's how many gold coins her marriage 90? Portion will be. And she can get it on demand. Secondly, Bahar will have the right to divorce you. Thirdly, you'll put your 1.5 houses in Bahar's name.
Don't you have any other conditions?
No. If you want something, you have to pay the price for it.
Look, man, those aren't conditions. You're putting obstacles in our path.
Excuse me, Ardalan, sir, but your conditions are really severe. Who would agree to such conditions?
Well, I didn't just find my beautiful daughter on the side of the street for me to just give her away to whomever wants her.
Are we making a deal? Why should I put my 1.5 houses in Bahar's name?
My good man, we're not fighting. These are my conditions. If you're in, then that's great. And if you're not, then you'll go your way and I'll go my way. Just don't interfere with the two of us getting married.
No, you don't have the right to talk about that. She's my aunt, and I have the right to interfere.
Sharam, dear, I'm not a child. I can make my own decisions about my life, thank you.
Yes, that's true, aunt, that's right. But, you shouldn't get married to this man at all.
No, Sharam, dear, don't interfere. I'll make my own decisions.
No, you shouldn't get married
Sharam,
to this man
interfere.
At all.
Don't
no.
interfere. Eh, Sharam! Sharam! Oh, come on, don't sulk!
What happened?
Why does your brother have to sulk so much? Ardalan is here.
Oh, he got into an argument?
No, I told him not to interfere with my life and he sulked and
left. I told
left.
You not to let him get involved. He's an opportunist.
But he won't even listen to hear what I want to do. Come with me for a minute. I don't want to be alone with Ardalan. I want to give my final word.
Oh, so it's all done?
Just come for now. I need you there. We're sorry for all this trouble, really.
It's no problem. He's young after all. They quickly get upset and just as quickly forget about it. But you've got to give me the right. I can't just give him my one and only daughter for nothing.
Yes, no, I give you the right. It's just that during the conversation, a couple of questions came up for me and...
Allow me to answer, then. You wanted to ask about the house and my job, didn't you?
Praise God, you're really clever, yes.
Well, my hair didn't become grey for no reason. Yes. The truth is, I got a little flustered last night. Give me the right. I mean, I didn't have the chance to tell you the truth. Yes, I don't have my own house. I am a tenant.
Yes.
Regarding my job, that currency exchange center, well, the shop doesn't belong to me. I work for the exchange center. I mean, we're somehow partners. I stand outside of the shop and I track customers and I make the right deals there. And at night I go into the shop and I get my percentage. In cash. I mean, somehow we really are partners, because I'm the one that actually runs the place. My income isn't that bad.
Yes.
It's all right. I'm able to cover my expenses.
Well, now, thank God you eventually told the truth. It's just that...
Yes, yes. Honesty is one of the fundamental requirements in a good marriage.
Yes, the truth is that the house and such things aren't that important to me. God rest the souls of the dearly departed. My dearly departed brother left an apartment for me, and so such things aren't important to me, really.
Thank goodness, bless his soul. Good for him, I mean. Well, that's great. So thank goodness if we go, and I mean if we get married, then we won't be homeless. We can live in your house.
Yes, it's great you think about the future.
And your job isn't that important either. What's important is an honest living.
You can rest assured. I never, ever let any questionable money get mixed up with my income.
Well, thank goodness. So then there's nothing left to say, so we should get to the main point.
The main point?
That's right, the marriage portion and such things.
Ah, thank you very much, Mabube, ma'am. You mean you agree to marrying me? I'm at your service.
Not at all. We're at your service. The marriage portion, the year I was born is fine.
What year were you born?
I was born in the 1970s. Now, what's the difference? Never mind the actual year. We'll say 1970.
That's a lot, Mabubi, ma'am.
Well, that's what the custom is, right? Now, you said the same thing to Shahram.
No, well, look, me and Shahram are different from each other.
I'm sorry for prying, but I'm asking because I'm his sister. What's the difference?
Well, I'm giving him my one and only daughter. A daughter who's only 25 years old, and she's never been married before.
No, well, my aunt's never been married before either, and she's got a ton of suitors too, so what's the difference? Aunt, I'm sorry for interfering.
No, not at all, Shiva dear. My niece is absolutely right. What's the difference between me and your daughter? I didn't understand.
No, well, you're right, I guess.
So you agree to it?
If you insist on it, then sure, you got it.
That's kind of you, thank you. The next item is the right to divorce. If you give me the right to divorce, then that would be great. Allow me to tell you the next item, too, so that we can get the whole thing over with. If you go ahead and put an apartment in my name, then I don't have any more problems. Now, it's not a problem if it's small. I'm okay with that.
Mabubi, ma'am, we're getting married. We're not making a deal. Do you understand
that? Yes, but you have to give me the right. Ladies need to have some protection in this society. I really can't get married without having any protection.
Look, you're putting obstacles in the way now.
Oh,
if you don't want to get married, then there's no need for doing these things.
Oh, my. Don't be unfair. What obstacles? You just placed the same conditions for Shahram a few minutes ago. Since I saw that these were the things that you believed in, I wanted to act in accordance with your wishes. The things you mentioned before are fine, really they are.
Exactly. My aunt is very wise and accommodating.
Oh, so you think you're the same as my daughter?
What?
That's right. Look, man, that girl's only 25 years old. How can you put yourself on the same scale as her?
Excuse me, but my aunt isn't old either.
Please don't say that. She is old enough to be my daughter's mother.
Oh, listen, sir, that's no way to be talking.
Shiva, dear, allow me. Do you mean to think that my conditions should be different from your daughter's?
You be the judge yourself. Look, Mabubi, ma'am, these fancy things are for the youth. Me and you should come to terms with these matters much more easily.
Will you leave on your own, or should I tell Shahram to come and show you the way out?
I agree to the marriage portion.
Look, sir, I can't live with a person who only weighs things, or as you say, puts them on a scale according to his own personal preference. The lies that you told were already enough for me to say no to you. Shahram is a much better person than you are. When you were placing your conditions, I waited to see how far you wanted to go. And you went ahead really well, really. You made my job much easier. I'm grateful to Shahram for that.
Look,
listen, sir, my aunt told you to leave, so please, just leave, okay? Just go.
Go ahead.
Ardalan was one of those people who wanted everything good for himself. One of those people who had to have everything end in their advantage. If we want to compare Ardalan and Shahram as suitors in a fair manner, despite all his faults, Shahram was head and shoulders above Ardalan as a person, and my aunt really let him have what he deserved.
What was he saying?
I really don't know what some people are thinking. No matter what circumstances they're in, they only think about their own advantage. We have a lot of these people. When they go to propose marriage, material things such as a house and a car and their profession mean nothing to them at all. And all they keep saying is that God will provide. But as soon as someone comes to their house as a suitor, the tables are turned. All that it takes for you to answer one of their questions is by saying that God will provide. They'll say and do things that'll make you afraid to say that sentence ever again.
It's better that neither one of them ended up getting married, because neither one of them had a proper foundation. Not Shahram, who had fallen in love based on a delusion, and not Mabubeh either, because that selfish man wasn't good for her at all. People like Ardalan calculate everything with their abacus.
What is it, Hassan? Hello? How are you? It's Saturday. We don't have a performance. What is it? Why are you mumbling? What? All right. Fine. We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it.
What is it?
Goodbye. The flowers you gave our director have gotten you in trouble. He's got feelings for you and wants to come and ask for your hand.
I think if Shahram goes to a few more proposal ceremonies, we won't have any more single women left in our family. We'll have to name him Shahram the Matchmaker.
Thank you. شب برگه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون وره رنگین کمون با هم قدم زدیم رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره